as many of us know very well, it takes the wisdom and support of many individuals for us to truly go all out. This afternoon, we are privileged to hear from a self-proclaimed product of agriculture education who works day in and day out for the future of our organization. He has served in numerous capacities, including Missouri State FFA President, Agriculture Education Teacher and FFA Advisor, National FFA Executive Secretary, and now serves as our National FFA Advisor. He truly embodies the words, go all out, through his visions, perspectives, and actions. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the Al himself, our National FFA Advisor, Dr. Steve Brown.
FFA members, I hope you are excited to be here in Louisville, Kentucky for the 87th National FFA Convention to celebrate the accomplishments of FFA members across this nation. And I want to know, are you ready to go all out for a record-setting National FFA Convention? Are you ready? This morning, I followed my normal routine, up at 5 a.m., shower, shave, brush teeth. But that inevitable happened. I pull out that tube of toothpaste. It's deflated flat. Look at it. Look down inside. I don't think there's anything there. So what am I going to do? What any FFA member would do. I went down to the bottom of that toothpaste, and I squeezed, and I squeezed, and I pushed, and I pushed, and I squeezed, and I just kept working my way to the top till it happened. That last brush full of toothpaste finally appeared. Now see, this is much like what our attitude should be when it comes to FFA, to try one more time, to put in that last bit of energy, to practice that speech just one more time, to go to that CDE practice and practice that team after school, and to get up every morning early to care for that SAE project. Just like squeezing out that toothpaste, with that last little bit of hope, that last little bit of effort, it appears success. That's what it means to go all out. People that go all out have a purpose. People that go all out have a passion. People that go all out are persistent. That's what it means in FFA to go all out. Purpose, passion, persistence. Now, I want you to help me for a moment. They're going to bring the house lights up. All of you on this side of the auditorium, from the floor up to the ceiling, up to the top, what's your word? Purpose. Those of you on the auditorium floor, all the way to the back, clear to the rafters, your word is passion. And over here on this side, from the floor up all the way to the top, your word is persistence. Now I want you to help me on cue. I want you to give me your word. Okay? Are you ready? People who go all out have
purpose.
People that go all out have
passion.
People that go all out have
persistence.
Now I'm at the 87th National FFA Convention. It's just like that tube of toothpaste. You can do better than that. You can squeeze out a little more. I want to really hear you this time. People who go all out have
purpose.
People who go all out have
passion.
People who go all out have purpose, passion, persistence. Purpose. Today I want to ask you this question. What is your purpose in being here? You just responded a few minutes ago in the opening ceremony. Why are we here? However, I want you to truly think about, why are you here? What is your purpose in being here? Even greater yet, have you asked yourself, what is my purpose in life? When I was in the fourth grade, I took that first step in determining what my purpose should be. I wanted to be an agriculture education instructor, an FFA advisor, just like the one that I observed in my local community. I achieved that goal. However, there were those around me that encouraged me to broaden my purpose, consider bigger and better things, and encouraged me to become a state staff member and a state FFA executive secretary, which also impacted my purpose and what my purpose should be. As I learned, it was influenced, trained, and guided by those over 240 state FFA officers and hundreds of agriculture educated instructors and FFA advisors, my purpose became more defined. Defining my purpose still continues today, and it's highly influenced by those around me, by those colleagues and those friends, and most of all, it's influenced by you as FFA members. My hope that my purpose in life is best defined by two things: the last line of the FFA creed and the last line of the FFA motto. The last line of the FFA creed: I can exert an influence in my home and community which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task. And finally, the last line of that FFA motto: living to serve. In reality, our purpose changes over time. It's based upon our journey in life. But I hope at this convention, you will reflect and seek your purpose in life. Purpose, passion, persistence, passion. There's a group of people in this auditorium today that are true examples and models of passion. Now, what is passion? Passion is that strong, burning, almost uncontrollable desire to put more energy into something than what is required. It's enthusiasm, it's excitement, it's ambition. Passionate people are the ones that are up early and stay late. They're the ones that work more than is really healthy because they have the passion to see you succeed as FFA members. Their desire is to help you develop your purpose and passion in life. FFA members, I want you to join me, and I want you to thank those FFA advisors present today for helping you develop your purpose and passion. Purpose, passion, persistence. Your purpose and passion will not grow and develop without persistence. For me, I never served as an FFA chapter president, never won an FFA district or state winning or state public speaking contest, never achieved the American FFA degree. But I never lost sight of what I believed was my purpose and what my purpose in life should be. Now let's take the Kansas City Royals. I'm a Royals fan, and whether they win the World Series tonight or not, they have been persistent in their desire to become the American League champions and play in the World Series. It's been 30 years. 30 years since the Royals won the 1985 I-70 World Series. 30 years is longer than most of you have been alive. It would have been so easy for that franchise, that team, to just give up on that dream. But it's through their perseverance and persistence they achieve their goal. Now, no one has said that persistence is easy. No one proclaims that there will not be setbacks and challenges along the way. But it's that persistence, that desire, that pursuit of our dreams that defines our purpose and passion. Purpose, passion, persistence, that defines FFA. However, today, there's one word I've not shared yet, and that is proud. FFA proud. We are proud of you as FFA members, of your accomplishments as FFA members, celebrating your achievements here at the 87th National FFA Convention. Your legacy is a record number of FFA members. Your legacy is a record attendance at last year's National FFA Convention, and who knows what the 87th Convention may hold. Your legacy is insurmountable support for FFA through the National FFA Foundation, agricultural businesses, and the National FFA alumni. However, FFA proud is a special type of proud. FFA proud is to be confident but not arrogant, to be achievers but not braggers, to be cautious but progressive, to be stimulators not aggressors, to be doers not slackers, to be humble not superior. FFA proud is to be purposeful in who we are, passionate for what we stand for, and persistent in pursuing the future. FFA member, let's go all out with purpose, passion, persistence, and pride at the 87th National FFA Convention.